got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I moved in with my partner, Akshay, after many years of long distance. And it's been great. Living together has been more than I ever imagined. Incredible. But we have learnt some things about one another.
It's an adjustment period.
100%.
Sure. Because you go from like what we spoke about like off air. It's like you don't have necessarily your space anymore.
Yes.
But you do. But your brain goes... But I don't.
Yeah.
It's this weird little time.
And it's been like really weird. I've been noticing things that I wouldn't usually have done when we weren't living in the same space.
Because you've recently got a bank account together, right?
Oh, no, we've had a bank account, a shared bank account for a while.
Okay.
But now that we are living together and we have the same living expenses, I'm finding myself checking in with him a lot more than I used to.
Okay.
So, for instance, this week I decided I wanted to make a couple of purchases and I was buying some stuff online. I bought myself a couple new bras. For anyone that knows, girls' bras can be very expensive. I spent about $200 on these bras. And before I hit... Yeah. Tim, trust me.
Do they have those machine guns like on Austin Powers? Because if I was spending $200 on Nork holders, I would expect them to have a weapon.
I wish, honestly. I wish I could fit into a standard Kmart bra. Can't. So I need to get myself a decent bra.
Yep.
Anyway.
Industrial steel. Supported by beams.
I looked over at Akshay as we're sitting on the couch and I said, hey, just a heads up, I want to buy a couple bras. Is that okay? And he was like, why are you asking me? Of course, like they're you need them, buy them.
Right.
I was like, but I'm about to drop $200 and that could be like food for us.
Especially like, oh, it's rent day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or we're like rent's in a week.
Rent's due next week.
Got to figure this out.
Is it okay if I buy myself a couple of bras? And he was like, totally fine. Go ahead. Like your money.
What's your limit though? Because there's sometimes you want to buy things and you go, okay, I'll just buy that because I'm my own independent
person. We have a wedding coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't like any of the clothes that I have in my cupboard. So I spent $80 on a dress.
And just like straight
didn't
on.
Didn't even think to ask him.
So where's the line? What's the amount where you go?
I feel like $100 is my limit at the moment. Like if I'm spending over $100, I have to check in with Akshay. If I'm not spending, it's under $100.
Yeah.
Fair game.
Because
money.
All right. Well, you don't want to ever find yourself yelling to the person you love the most in the world. Well, it's my money. I think my wife definitely has a higher limit because things will just arrive. and like you get used to it. And like it's not putting us in any situation that's uncomfortable.
I feel bad because he'll check in with me for like spending $20. But for me, I'm like, $20, that's nothing. You want me to look nice at this wedding, right?
Money is
for us.
The spectrum. It's tricky because it depends on if you go like, oh, I spent $100 on food. That's like you need food.
Yeah.
Food, fantastic. You spend $100 on, I don't know, like an Xbox game. Then that's where you go, hey. that's how it starts. Hey, so I was at the shops today and you know, Mario, the new game's out.
We can play together.
I've got two controllers. And that's kind of – and everyone, I think, has their own limit. I have a lower limit, but that's because I spend – I spend nothing and then I'll go out and I'll be like, oh, I need five pairs of jeans, two boots because I've worn everything.
I remember one time you were just like, yeah, I want the Switch, and you just went and bought a Switch.
No, I write a letter to myself trying to convince myself that I can spend anything over that amount of money. But I also write a letter saying why I can't, and then I see – what letter is best?
Well, 522-232-955. We may not get a call, but how much will you spend without telling your partner? What is your your limit of like, I don't need to consult my loved one?
Essentially, what tax bracket are you in? We would love to know. Caleb from Thompson, tell us, do you have like a system in your relationship, mate?
Yeah, we do. Yes. We've got a joint house account, which money goes in there. And then that pays for, like, the mortgage and the bills and the food and all of that. And then anything else that you've got left over in your account from whatever you've put in is free game for yourself.
Right. So you don't check in with her. She doesn't check in with you, Caleb?
Oh, she doesn't have access to that account, so.
Right.
What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Caleb, because it's – I feel like – again, looking, and this is no blight on my wife whatsoever, I feel like I get more told after the fact instead of her going, hey, I want to spend X amount of dollars buying dresses or whatever, or on like cookware or something.
Yeah.
It should be like,
dresses and cookware. Yeah. What is this, the 1950s?
Yeah, I realized as soon as I said it that I'm the problem with society. But it's more after the fact. It's like, hey, this has happened, not, hey, what do you think about this?
You can't really, you know, once it's already open, you can't really take it back.
That's true.
You know, if you're dead.
Fair enough, Caleb. Lauren in Lara's giving us a call as well. Lauren, do you have a system with your husband?
I do. My husband and I have been together for 22 years, and as long as it doesn't cause financial hardship, you know what? It's always easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
I'm getting that tattooed on my lower back, Tim. That's What's the biggest purchase you've made, Lauren, without telling your husband?
Well, it wasn't me. It was him. But he went and bought a car.
Oh, my God.
Tim, you would have freaked out.
He bought it for me. So he did buy it for me. I got home and it was in the driveway. But, I didn't know anything about it, but that was the biggest one.
If Akshay's listening, I'll take a car.
Yeah, your boyfriend.
You've got permission to come buy me a car if you want.
Lauren, it sounds like you're absolutely living the dream. That is fantastic. I just want to circle back. My wife is, she can do whatever she wants. She doesn't, whether it's dresses or cutlery, cookware, you know, she can buy other things.
She can buy cleaning supplies as
well. Yes, of course.
An iron, a vacuum.
Oh. You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I had something interesting happen in the last couple of days, and it has to do with getting your ID checked when you're, like, when you're buying alcohol.
Sure.
So, you know how you, like, say, if you want to, for a bolognese sauce, you go, you're like, all right, what $3 bottle of red wine am I going to get here for this?
Yeah.
So, I was walked into the bottle, I got the bottle of wine, and
checked how many standard drinks were on the back.
Yeah, you go, I don't know, it's just bolognese, blonk. And if you look under the age of 25, they've got to ID check you.
Yeah.
That's fine. I understand that. So what happened was I put the bottle on thing and they were like, oh, do you have any flybys? And I was like, yep. They pulled out my flybys. They boop, whatever. They were like, oh, can we actually check your ID? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, of course. And I got my wallet out. And as a 30-year-old, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever.
I get a little chuffed when I get asked. I'm like, oh, you think I'm under 25, cute.
But I said to the person serving me, I was like, what 20-year-old, what 17-year-old has a flybys? I feel like if you have a flybys but you don't have your ID, you can just be like, no, look, here's my V-rewards.
Right.
Here's my flybys. Here's my frequent flying points. Here's all my card. Here's my library card. And they go, yeah, all right, yep. You don't have your actual ID, but that's enough proof for me to go, I know that you're over the age of 25.
See, I always found that if I was driving up to a bottle shop and I'm like in the car and I have the keys and I am driving, you can see I've driven myself there.
I would say it would be a very bold decision, because you'd have to be sus on the person driving the car. Like, you're clearly not driving this car legally. Because don't you think flybys and those kind of rewards cards, that's proof enough. Like, what 18-year-old, 17-year-old thinking about long-distance savings?
One that enjoys a Qantas Flurican Flyer point.
I don't know. Because I was just joking around with the person. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like this is enough. I was like, the grey hairs didn't get a red flag. And then the flybys, they didn't pop up on your radar. But it was like, oh, he's got soft skin on his hands. So, you know, we should check just to see. So, I don't know. I feel like we should accept flybys as forms of identification.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
they only let someone get a flybys card if they're 18.
Yeah, I think so. Because then you go, oh, yeah, all right. Because then you've got those double proof of identification points, like when you're applying for a rental or for a house. And you're like, oh, where's my passport? You always know where you're flybys card is. I don't know. Do better.
You've
gotten
very into flybys over the last few years, though.
Why would you shop and not be rewarded? I'll say it now and I'll say it again.
You're just like weirdly into rewards programs. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Don't get a flybys card. Yeah. Whistling the way home, listening to something.
all new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And we are after the best, the brightest, the youngest, Jess, across Geelong and the Surf Coast. Little entrepreneurs starting their own businesses.
Yeah, maybe it got them in a little bit of trouble. A mate of ours, his kid got in trouble at school the other week because he was selling sips of the new drink Prime for $2 a pop. So $2 gets you one sip.
Wow. That would get you, you could get $50.
He came home with some coin.
I mean, it's, and he's in primary school. I think like, is he like grade six, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So like top of the food chain.
Right.
Rocking around the canteen. He's got his backpack full of gold coins, jingling all the way, ready to go and buy every can of Pepsi Max they've got.
52232955 is your kid an entrepreneur? Were you a little entrepreneur?
Yeah. What business did you start? We do, again, have a double pass to Reading Cinemas to give you, for the first person to call through at Reading Cinemas, Warren Ponds, home of amazing value. We would love to give that to you if you get involved.
May have to give that double pass to Kelly, Tim. She messaged us at K-Rock Geelong and said that her grade five daughter, okay, she found out she was selling tickets to her birthday party.
Oh, selling.
So instead of handing out invitations, she was handing them out for $5 each.
Okay.
And so she had to go, Kelly had to go and shut that one down.
Right, right. I've also got a message here from Taylor in Ocean Grove, but we probably, we've got someone calling through at the moment. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
Brendan from Geelong, right?
Brendan from Geelong. Did you start a business as a kid or did your kid have a business?
It was myself when I was at high school.
Johnny.
Brendan, what did you do, mate?
Right. Back in the day, you could, if you got Mars bars, you'd get little tokens as part of the wrappers. And the more tokens you got prizes. So I brought two boxes of Mars bars to collect these tokens, and I sold each Mars bar at school for 50 cents each.
That is amazing, Brendan.
I got my money back and I got two Nintendo 64s.
Nice! Brendan! That's entrepreneurial, Brendan. That's beautiful.
We're gonna give you the double pass to Reading Cinemas, Warren Ponds, because that's an incredible effort. Fantastic. Jackie in Whittington, did you start a business when you were a young one?
It was my son.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, he was actually in the livestock market.
Livestock? What was he selling, Jackie?
Well, we had a little farm, and because he did a lot of work around the place, he was only like 10 at the time, 10 or 11, we had six little pigs. And we said to him, look, you can have those pigs, and when they get bigger and they get sold, you can have the money. And which happened. Another farmer bought them from us. And he sold those pigs, those little pigs, for more than what we ever got for our pigs the same size.
He's selling pigs on the side.
How do you get your kid to get into farming? Make sure they keep the profits.
Yeah,
that's how you get them in.
That's how you do it, Jackie. It sounds like your son is absolutely switched on. Thank you so much for calling. Jess, I feel like I wasted my childhood.
Right?
Could have been rolling in that pig money.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I want to tell you about tech billionaire Brian Johnson. He's 45 years old, and each year he spends $2 million to engineer his body into that of an 18-year-old.
Right.
In a project he calls Project Blueprint. Now, he's made a whole bunch of money in the tech world,
sure,
and now he's using that cash to kind of make himself the best version of himself as he can be.
But, like, is 18 the age that you want to be going for? Like, I feel like 20 to 24 is when you're...
Maybe that was your prime.
I don't know, but like, because 18, you're still not finished growing.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're around that 24, 25, that's his age that he should be bracketing.
He spends all this money trying to build new machines, to build different methods, different, dietary plans.
Sure.
All these things to try and reverse his own aging process. My boyfriend, Akshay, obsessed with the guy, always talking about him.
Okay.
And he's just revealed a new machine that he says can give him the equivalent of 20,000 sit-ups in just 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I haven't done that many.
It sounds a little aggressive. I've got the audio from the video where he revealed it.
Okay.
Have a listen.
I've set the machine to 100% and 15, so it's the max level. This is definitely not something you want to start with. What it feels like is it's pulling your entire stomach out. It's like ripping it out. Just wrap it on.
So he strapped himself in. Like a Velcro, like a belt around his waist.
But it's got a suction on his abdominal section.
He stands up, just ripped, shredded, six pack.
Yeah, but he was shredded before it. It's obviously just helping him maintain that muscle because it's giving the muscle the spasm. But the problem is because with abdominal muscles, I'd see a machine like that, it doesn't seem like it would break the muscle down. Because that's the whole thing. You've got to defeat the muscle, Jess. That's why I've never had abs in my life. I've let my abs dominate me my entire time.
I've got abs. It's just under a solid layer of fat. So,
well, you know what you need, Jess. To get shocked by a taser by the sounds of it. I mean, like,
imagine being 45 and just so obsessed with looking good. You spend $1 million a year on reversing your aging process.
Well, that's the insecurity side of it, right? Mm. Like, obviously, he feels like he's getting, and like, it happened to me a few years ago. You go, oh, I might not be here one day.
Right.
I might do that dying thing we see in the movies and the TV shows. So maybe he's had that and he goes, I'll never die because my body will always be 18 years old. And all I have to do, you know, just do a bit of this.
I tell you what, if they had one of those machines at my gym, I'd be on it every day.
What, you don't want to do 20,000 sit-ups instead? slackers, Jess. This is why you don't understand the hustle and the grind. If you ain't sitting, you ain't trying. And it's another example of why he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And we're not. I hate myself.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Every Thursday, like to settle disagreements in our friendship, Tim, using our radio show.
We only know one way how. If you disagree in life, why would you try and work it out between the two of you? When you can get someone else completely removed to decide who's right, then you move on. Then you're not angry at each other. You're angry at someone else. This is how we do it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned in the courtroom of Tim and Jess today, where the first person that calls through is the judge. They have the final say. We're talking about a new type of loaded fries we've seen at the Sydney Easter show. I think it seems disgusting. Like, it doesn't seem like a natural food.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be because it's about the fun of the show, Tim. And who wouldn't want loaded fries with melted gummy bears on top and a bit of sprinkles? Delicious. Like, weirdly, don't you reckon you'd take one bite and you'd be like, what's happening in my mouth?
But I feel like because pure sugar.
Yeah.
What I feel would be confusing is because I imagine once the gummy bears has been melted, like they put it on the fries, like I imagine replicating cheese.
Yeah.
Like that would harden.
Oh.
How are you meant to get into it?
If you have to like cut a raw gummy. If you're not eating it straight away, like the potato chip will do a good job to like keep it melted for a while.
But I've never once been eating hot chips and thought, you know what this needs? Do you know what this needs? More gummy bears.
The only thing that could elevate it really is sour gummies. Then I'd be really into
it. Oh, Jess. Look, I don't respect you, but I respect your right to have an opinion, and I'm sure it goes both ways. But it doesn't matter what we both think. It matters what Tony from Corio, our judge, thinks today. Good afternoon, Your Honour. Now, before you get to your verdict, are you a big fan of like the Melbourne show, like the Easter show and the different types of food you can see at those kind of places, Tony?
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy eating a few different types of food.
Okay, so without giving away your verdict, can you kind of, because this is very significant, can you talk about kind of how you feel when you hear the phrase loaded fries with gummy bears and sprinkles?
Oh, my initial thoughts are with you, Tim, but I think my verdict's actually going to go to Jess on this one.
Tony, talk us through why you don't see that this is a giant diabetes problem.
Yeah, no, diabetes is not a good thing, but a sugar is delicious. I reckon it's one of those things you have to try it to believe it. So I love dipping my Macca's fries in my sundae.
Yes.
Quite nice. And it does sound disgusting, but it works.
Honestly.
It does. So maybe gummy bears on a fry would work. Potato's done weirder things, Tim.
It has. I agree with that. Tony, there's a photo. I'm pretty sure, Jess, you put up a photo on the Instagram at K-Rock Geelong.
The jury very much on your favour, Tim. 97% of people saying no way, that's gross.
You've got to admit, Tony, if you haven't seen it, it doesn't look good. Or like you want to eat it. But I understand that the three separate elements sound enticing.
Well, hand over the gavel, Tim.
Separately, they're beautiful. You never know. Together, yeah, they could be the ultimate meal. Who knows?
Tony, I'm going to hand you the gavel. When it comes to loaded fries with gummy bears and melted sprinkles, is it a yes or is it a no?
It's a yes.
Okay. That's such a shame, Tony. You do have the double pass to Reading Cinemas Warren Ponds, where the home of amazing value, especially in the lead up to school holidays. I hope that treats you well, okay, mate?
Beautiful, thank you.
Don't sound so disappointed. Our friendship is saved, Tim.
Yes, oh, I feel very friendly right now.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys, you're the best! Goodbye, goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.